理课堂听 class.com
Test for English majors Grade 4 Sample 4
Part 1 Dictation Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Cars in the future. As big cars cause many problems such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, scientists are now trying to design some small cars that may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities, and the streets will be less crowded. 3 such cars can fit in the space that is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
As big cars cause many problems such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, Scientists are now trying to design some small cars that may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities. And the streets will be less crowded. and the streets will be less crowded. Three such cars can fit in the space. Three such cars can fit in the space. That is now needed for one car of the usual size. That is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips. However, they will not be suitable for long trips. Because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers. Because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers. Before needing to stop for refilling. Before needing to stop for refilling.
The last reading.
As big cars cause many problems such as pollution, shortage of parking space, crowded traffic, scientists are now trying to design some small cars that may someday replace today's big automobiles. If more people begin to drive such cars in the future, there will be less air pollution. There will also be more space for parking cars in cities, and the streets will be less crowded. Three such cars can fit in the space that is now needed for one car of the usual size. The little cars will cost much less to own and to drive. Driving will be safer as these cars can go only 60 kilometers per hour. The cars of the future will be fine for driving around the city. However, they will not be suitable for long trips because these cars by petrol can only go 450 kilometers before needing to stop for refilling.
Now you have 2 minutes to check through your work. This is the end of the dictation.
Part 2. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A. Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Do you happen to know where the movie theater is downtown? The one near the hospital?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Well, on Monday, I asked Jennifer out on a date for this coming Saturday night.
Wow, you've really been seeing a lot of her lately. Sounds great. Okay, write down these directions so you don't get lost.
Okay, go ahead.
First, drive down First Street going west, cross the river, and keep going straight until Pine Street. Then turn left, and the movie theater is the second building on the right. It's next to the church.
Got it. Now, can you recommend any nice restaurants?
Yeah, the Pink Flamingo serves excellent Spanish food.
Well, where's that?
Well, starting from the movie theater, go south on Pine Street, cross 2nd Street, and drive to 3rd Street. You'll see a parking lot on the left side of the street.
Okay. Then what?
Then turn left on 3rd Street and drive east. The Pink Flamingo is the building just before the river on the left side. I think it's open weekdays from 10:30 in the morning to 11:30 at night, but it stays open until midnight on the weekends.
Okay. I think I've driven by there before. Great. Thanks a lot.
Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Hi. I stopped by to see if you were still looking for a roommate to share your house.
Yeah, I sure am. Ever since I cut back on my working hours to go to school, I've been really strapped for cash.
Oh.
Let me show you the place. Here's the living room.
Oh, it looks like you could use a new carpet. And those stains?
Well, I know it needs to be cleaned, but I just don't have the money to do it right now.
What about the kitchen?
Right this way. Look, it's completely furnished with all the latest appliances, except...
What?
Well, the refrigerator door is broken. A little bit. And it won't shut all the way. It needs fixing. But don't worry, it isn't that bad.
Well, how about the bathroom? Don't tell me the toilet is clogged or the sink has a few leaks.
No, those work fine, but the window needs fixing.
Let me see. Where's the window pane?
Well, that's another slight problem. I've put up a piece of cardboard to keep out the rain and snow, and if it gets a little cold, you can always turn up the heat.
I can't believe you've survived under these conditions.
So what do you think? You really can't beat a place like this for $450 a month. So it has its problems, but we can fix those.
No, thank you. I think I've seen enough.
Question 5. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Welcome to our city, Mr. Hawley. But of course, you have been here before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. What a good memory you have. I was here for the Arts Festival 2 years ago.
And what will you be doing on this visit?
Oh, I came here primarily for a holiday and to see some friends. But I will also be giving some private cello lessons as well.
I believe that your cello is rather special. Is that true?
Oh, yes. It was made for my uncle by a very expert German cello maker called Schuster. When I began cello lessons at the age of 8, he said that when I grew big enough to handle a full-size cello, he would give it to me.
So, when a child begins to play the cello, he or she starts on a smaller instrument?
Of course, or he would be very uncomfortable. Many children begin with a half-sized cello, but as I was big for my age, I began with a two-thirds-sized cello.
Are you going to other places on this trip, and will you take your cello with you?
Yes, very definitely.
But isn't it difficult taking a cello around with you?
Not really. I just reserve 2 seats when I'm traveling anywhere, one for me and one for my cello. It's such a precious instrument to me that it hardly ever leaves my side. Section B. Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Although it is impossible to eliminate all risks from such a complex and experimental project as the American space program, every precaution is taken to reduce the possibility of injury. Nevertheless, accidents do happen. The first major casualties occurred when, despite every precaution, fire broke out on the Apollo 5 capsule on January 27, 1967. In spite of every effort to save them, 3 men died in this terrible accident. The program continued without pause, however, and there were no more serious injuries until 1981. Then, the engines having been successfully tested on an earlier occasion, a rehearsal for the actual launching was held. Not knowing that an engine chamber was full of nitrogen gas, used to clean the motor, 6 technicians entered for routine work after the final rehearsal had been declared successful. They collapsed as soon as the gas entered their lungs. 1 man died and the others were very ill. Though everyone involved was shocked and grieved by this apparently unnecessary accident, preparations continued for the actual launching later that year. However hard we try, accidents are bound to happen whenever a new and challenging project is undertaken. It seems to be the price of progress.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. Hi, I'm George Boris. Have you always wanted to invest but didn't know where to get started? We're here today to present you with 3 basic guidelines to smart investing for your future. Number 1 is to have clear goals. Decide how many years you will invest for and what your needs will be in the future. Number 2 is to understand the range of possibilities. You'll want a diversified portfolio, one with a mix of stocks, mutual funds, bonds, and cash. It's a jungle out there. Each of these products has different risks associated with them and also different potential rewards. Understand them before you buy so there won't be any big surprises later. Finally, number 3 is to have realistic expectations. As our friend Leonardo da Vinci said in the year 1500, he who wishes to be rich in a day will be hanged in a year. Over the past several years, New York stocks have averaged 30% annual returns, but don't count on this continuing. While it's true that since the year 1900, stocks have averaged an 11% annual return, it's a roller coaster ride with many minus years as well, so you have to stay in for the long term. You have to weather the storm and not be too greedy. Well, let's get started, and happy hunting. For FNN, this is George Boris reporting.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. How we look and how we appear to others probably worry us more when we are in our teens or early 20s than at any other time in our life. Few of us are content to accept ourselves as we are, and few are brave enough to ignore the trends of fashion. Most fashion magazines or TV advertisements try to persuade us that we should dress in a certain way or behave in a certain manner. If we do, they tell us, we will be able to meet new people with confidence and deal with every situation confidently and without embarrassment. Changing fashion, of course, does not apply just to dress. The advertisers show us the latest fashionable styles, and we are constantly under pressure to follow the fashion in case our friends think we are odd or dull. What causes fashions to change? Sometimes convenience or practical necessity or just the fancy of an influential persona can establish a fashion. Today, society is much freer and easier than it used to be. It is no longer necessary to dress like everyone else. Within reason, you can dress as you like or do your hair the way you like instead of the way you should because it is the fashion. At the same time, appearance is still important in certain circumstances, and then we must choose our clothes carefully. However, you need never feel depressed if you don't look like the latest fashion photo. Look around you and you'll see that no one else does either.
Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
At least 7 people were killed in 7 floods, judged to be the worst to hit southeast Queensland this century. Rivers throughout the Australian region have run as much as 9 meters higher than usual, forcing hundreds in rural towns to flee their homes. Meanwhile, flooding in the north worsened in the wake of Cyclone Rona, which swept through Cairns and Ingham, causing widespread damage.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. India's industrial growth rate fell more than 3 percentage points in the 9 months to December 1998 from the corresponding period the previous year, report said yesterday. According to the Finance Ministry, industrial production growth fell to 3.5% between April and December 1998 from 6.7% during the previous year. Several infrastructure and core industries involving items such as electricity, coal, steel, crude oil, cement, and fertilizer reported a growth rate of just 2%, compared with 5% during the same period the previous year. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news.
U.S. First Lady left for Cairo on Saturday for a 12-day visit aimed at improving the often mistrustful relationships between the Islamic world and the United States. The First Lady will also get a break from daily speculation at home about her political future during the trip that will take her to Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. The plane carrying the First Lady experienced a minor problem as it taxied down the runway at Andrews Air Force Base. The Boeing 707 returned to the terminal, where it was checked by Air Force mechanics and cleared for takeoff.
Questions 26 and 27 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. 10 people, including 4 children, were killed when a landslide slammed into 3 houses in the rain-soaked southern Philippine island of Mindanao, the Civil Defense Office said yesterday. The landslide in the Compostela Valley was caused by heavy rains, Civil Defense Administrator Melchor Capistrano said in a report. In the town of Tiboli, one person was missing and 10 injured after flooding damaged a concrete bridge and washed out 7 houses on Monday. Mindanao has been receiving higher than average rainfall this year due to the La Nina phenomenon, which scientists attribute to the cooling of Pacific Ocean waters. Question 28 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news.
Russia's Government Security Council says social and economic issues are more serious threats to Russia than military threats. Russian news agencies say a document from the Security Council says there is a great need for economic recovery to help stop social unrest. The document also says a strong economy will help increase public support for the new democratic federal system.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. Germany was due to strike a deal yesterday to close down its 19 nuclear power plants, making it the first major industrial nation to commit to withdrawing from nuclear energy. Talks between Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder's government and the chiefs of the German energy industry were to begin at 8:30 p.m. Closure of Germany's 19 reactors, which provide around a third of the country's electricity needs, was a key pledge of the Greens, the junior partner in Schroeder's coalition government. This is the end of listening comprehension. Now please proceed to the next part.